Thank you. Let me start by underlining that we welcome the report that you have submitted to our consideration. As a national delegation, we could have been more ambitious in some domains, but as a whole, we would be of the view that your report reflects the discussion over this week and are by and large or overall balanced. And when I say this, I would want to underline that this applies to the report as a whole, but also to the recommendations that seem to be very carefully balanced. That's for a general comment. To get into more specifics, and maybe to respond to some of the comments that have been made so far. Regarding NGOs, I think that we see value in referencing NGOs that have taken part in the meeting this week. NGOs take part in our meetings on the basis of chapter 10 of the Rules of Procedure. I think that we'll certainly take your point and look at past practices as to how we reference NGO participation in outcome documents of CCW meetings. Turning to the set of recommendations that you have included in the report, as already underlined, we would see them as carefully balanced, and we see a value of trying to retain them by and large. We also see those recommendations important in the sense that as we keep the mandate that we adopted last year, they will be very useful in providing some guidance moving forward. And also, they establish a few, or rated a few key elements that are very important for our consideration of the issue of laws. Regarding the sub point number two of the recommendation, we would see that recommendation as essential to any recommendation. I think that there's a large consensus that IHL applies to lethal autonomous weapon system. And I think that if a statement as made in that sub-item 2 would be missing, that would in fact raise fundamental questions. It would raise a question as to whether IHL does not apply to some category of weapons. Also, we would underline that this is something that we, by and large, largely agreed to in the document adopted last year by the review conference on the issue of laws. We would not see that element or referencing IHL as a way to legitimize a type of weapons, to legitimize laws. To an extent, it would be the contrary. It actually underlines that laws or any weapon have to respect, are actually constrained by existing international legal norms. In that vein, we would also see recommendation 3 or Roman 3, whatever you want to call them, as an essential element. The last element that I would mention concerns recommendation number 8. I think that there were strong voices this week that we need to give a sense that we want and are willing to move forward and try not only to come to general understanding about laws, but also to start thinking about what could be the responses to the challenges posed by lethal autonomous weapon systems. And I take it that you try to capture that element in recommendation number 8. I think that we could be a bit more ambitious in potentially in that paragraph. and not simply speak of possible pathways forward, but to specify pathways for what. And we would suggest to add after pathways text in the sense of pathways for addressing the challenges posed by laws in accordance with the principle and purposes of the CCW. I will stop here, and once again, we thank you very much for the very good draft outcome document that you have submitted to our consideration. Thank you.